Hey everybody, welcome to another mini episode of How Did This Get Made, the podcast where we try to make sense of the films that make no sense. And there is no better film that makes less sense than the Lindsay Lohan classic, I Know Who Killed Me. Part stripper movie, part serial killer movie, all crazy. This movie has a 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. The reviews are amazing. I'll just read you some of my favorite ones right here. These are gruesomely tawdry and inept, incoherent and semi-vile, pretentious and inane. Oh, we're in for a doozy. I don't know who I like more, Lindsay Lohan as Aubrey Fleming or as Dakota Moss. That's right, she plays dual characters in this movie. But let's take a listen to the trailer. It's pretty self-explanatory.
She knew how to turn her life into a movie and watch things happen. Not to her, but to a girl who looked just like her. How would she ever find her other half? She knew only that she had to try. She had no choice.
Aubrey, you talk about her like she's real. It's a stupid assignment for class.
Aubrey, wait! I'll meet you in front of the Fremont at 11:45.
Aubrey! Where's Aubrey?
Is there any chance that your daughter might have run away? Was she unhappy about anything?
No,
not at all.
Hey, are you okay? Oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah.
Is she alive? How bad?
Hey, honey, we sure didn't miss you.
Aubrey,
we're gonna have you home in no time.
Who are you? Who is Aubrey?
I know I may look a little like this Aubrey chick, but I'm not her.
Then what should I call you?
My real name would be nice. Dakota Moss. So you must be Aubrey's boyfriend.
Sometimes people create alter egos to relay information that their primary personalities would never reveal.
I brought some of your things to make you feel more at home.
Who gave you this?
Why are you doing this?
I can't really explain. I think I'm Aubrey's twin sister.
You see? You're all by yourself in there. No twin sister.
Once he finds out you're still alive, he's gonna come after you.
I feel like he's watching us right now.
He's not done with Aubrey Fleming, not by a long shot.
Stop playing games. We have to know the truth.
She looks just like her, but it ain't Aubrey.
She's living inside a world she made up.
You let both of us die just to keep your secret?
You should be dead by now.
I know who killed me.
Oh boy, this is going to be a good one. You can find this film on YouTube, as a matter of fact. Yes, for $2.99, you can own it. I also believe you can buy this on Amazon for 70 cents, as I did. So go to Amazon. I don't believe it's on Netflix Instant, but you can get it very cheaply anywhere DVDs are sold because people want to get rid of it. Now, we always play a game with our audience, and this week is no different. We want you to come up with a drinking game for I Know Who Killed Me. That's right. What would be a good drinking game? If you have to watch this movie, what would you make the rules? You know, every time you see a stripper scene, every time Lindsay Lohan calls somebody dude, you know, those type of things. So think about that. The best ones will be read on air. If you have a friend who has written, directed, starred in a movie that you think deserves a question, how did this get made? Or if you are an actor, writer, director, or even producer of a film that would fit within our podcast, we would love to have you on as a guest. I know many of you reacted so positively to Lexi Alexander, and we want to appeal to you to come on our show just like Liam O'Donnell did with Skyline. We'd love to talk to you and get a chance to hear what really went down. So we have t-shirts. That's right. We have Ridiculous Cage t-shirts. We've talked about him a bunch on the show. He is the patron saint of our podcast. We love this guy. He's the best guy in the world. And we have a t-shirt. It says Ridiculous Cage. It's Nick Cage screaming. It's reasonably priced. If you have a body and you like t-shirts, this is for you. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Yeah.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.